Morehead, Kentucky. Davidson 42, Morehead State 31. It's now time for today's post-game coaches show, brought to you by Bearings. And Coach Scott Abel has made the way up here to the press box from that red-hot sideline. And red-hot in more than one ways, Coach. Great offensive performance with the first team at 6 for 6, I think, in their first six drives.
Yeah, I thought we really executed at a really high level. And that's, you know, we've said this really all year. You can look back at the stats and they'll tell you, you know, when we don't hurt ourselves, we're pretty tough to stop offensively. And, you know, we've had a few of those miscues, okay? You know, we had one there in the second half with our, you know, with some of the guys that were in playing, you know, late in the game that kind of gave them the football back. So, you know, you always want to get better at that. And you know, big shot, our defense played really well, you know. And the stats at the end may not show it because, you know, the first defense came out there and it was 42-10. You know, when we pulled the troops off to start the fourth, right, it's 42-10. And I thought some of our young defense players played well. It's just, you know, they kept their stars in and you know, a couple busts here and there and the kind of fluke onside kick-ish, right?
Yeah.
And next thing you know, the kind of scoreboard looks like it was a little more interesting than it really was. You know, I thought this was a dominating performance for us on the road. Take no mistake about it. I thought we made a huge statement for our program to start PFL out like this and excited to move forward.
Coach, how big was that first defensive stop? You get the third and fourth down on short yardage stops to stop that first drive.
That's huge, right? Those momentums. We, you know, we go down the score to start the game, right? Nice drive. Use the clock, you know, do what we do. And then, you know, they're putting a little drive together, but we bent there, but we didn't break and got a great third down stop and then another great fourth down stop. You know, Tony Collins made a couple big plays right there. And that's what you expect out of your seniors and your captains. And, you know, I think as a program, we're playing really, really well across the board in all phases.
Coach, I looked on the defensive side of things, and it's really scattered out kind of who made tackles. And I think one of your reserves came in, winds up making 9 solos, the Jordan Pass.
Yeah. Well, you know, Jordan probably makes a couple tackles on special teams.
Yeah, I thought that was where.
Yeah, he's all over the place. And let's be clear, you know, Jaden is he's a phenomenal football player. And, you know, he's just playing in a position where, you know, you got some guys that are playing really well. But, you know, Jaden's been one of those first-year surprises for us that we knew he was a good football player. But, you know, he played a key role against Campbell and played really well. And he played well again here today. And he's just a really good football player and excited about his future.
Coach, what happened down when Rayshon made – we thought maybe he'd made a fair catch on the punt. And it was kind of hard to figure out what was going on there.
Yeah, I wasn't very happy.
I didn't think you were, right?
So he made it for a catch, and then he got nudged and goes down. You know, they eventually waved it off and said he flopped, and I haven't seen it on film yet. Rayshon said, hey, I got hit. Did I get hit as hard as it looked like when I went down? Probably not, but he goes, I got hit. So, you know, our guys are pretty trustworthy guys. So, you know, I don't know how you waved that off. And I actually got an explanation on our sideline from an official that said, hey, he got nudged. He got nudged, but it really wasn't anything to throw a flag at. Well, that's when I got fairly frustrated. If you tell me he got touched, he shouldn't get touched.
No, he shouldn't.
So let's follow the rules and call the rules. And, man, we had a couple of those moments today. You know, we had a call for, man, we came down and blocked and sealed blocked inside on a long run. And he got called for a block away from the play. How does that happen? I mean, I know the rules of football are constantly changing, but, man, you know, the interpretation, I think – you know, they're interpreted different across this country. And, you know, that's probably a little frustrating for our league as a whole because we use different associations. And everybody sees things a little differently. And so, you know, but
– well, I guess there's sometimes there may be different emphases within different conference.
I'm sure there is. And it's not supposed to be. But, you know, all along, I thought it was a pretty well-called game. You know,
I saw me
getting frustrated a couple times because those are just kind of egregious calls. You don't understand them. And I want to understand rules. And I want to make sure that they understand the rules and that we get it right. That's really what I care about.
Well, Coach, you're intense and you're in the moment most of the time. So we'll give you a pass.
I'm spirited, Mark.
We don't see you throwing anything, so we'll give you a pass on that. As we get ready to go forward, each time you get a win, things get a little bit bigger.
They do, and that's what you want. That's what makes it exciting, right? You know, man, to start conference play out with a win on the road, is huge for anybody, right? So, you know, we talked before the game. At the end of the day, the Pioneer League probably be split in half, right? The haves and the have-nots, the ones that took care of business week one and those that didn't. And so for us to get on the road, you know, I mean, the statistics are really daunting when you look at road wins. And I'm so proud of this road win and just really excited for our program. And I'm excited for next week, right? You know, our crowd, our fans, man, I know they've waited for the day for the premier team in our conference to come to Davidson when it meant something. And here we are. You know, we're about halfway through this campaign. We're 4-1, and we have San Diego coming to town. And they get all the credit in the world. They should. They've dominated our conference. And that, we get to host them, and we're excited about that opportunity and expecting a great crowd. So all our fans out there, listen, man, if you have plans, change them. Let's get to Davidson. Let's sell this thing out. You know, let's put on a show that San Diego's not used to in our league, and because I know our boys are going to be ready.
Yeah, if you got to win next week, just change it.
Who gets married during football season? That would be my question.
Well, that's true. That's true. We could marry you down on the other over the gridiron.
We'll take care of it later.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Coach, what else should we know about today's win?
Well, nothing. I thought Wes Duggar played really well.
I thought he did too.
I thought he had a big game. I thought looking at our stats, I mean, we threw for 190 yards, right? Jalen Staples continues now each week to become a bigger threat, and Tyler Phelps getting into football, and that, you know, that doesn't change us. It adds to us, right? You know, I mean, we're this, you know, our stats, you look at them, we're 525 yards of offense, only on 60-some plays, right? And we rush for 325, and people are like, oh, that's a little number for the Wildcats. And, well, it's not what we had last year, but we threw for 190. How exciting is that, right? And I'm really excited about that. And I know, I think we can continue to build on that. And I think our receiving core as a whole has played well. You know, Connor Ritchie and company, and you know what Jalen's doing is just a sophomore, and so anytime you add another phase to your offense, you become tougher to defend. And defensively, man, we played without Chi-Chi for the first time, right? And we just kind of we kept being who we are. We're flying to the football. We're playing physical, you know. And that's the thing I'm most proud of is our growth on that side of the football.
Coach, thanks a lot. Congratulations.
Thanks, Mark,
I know we've got a big one next week, but we'll enjoy this for a couple hours.
Gosh, I'll enjoy looking forward to next week. Let's get after it.
All right, thanks a lot. Coach Scott Abel, again, with a Davidson victory here today, 42-31. Coach, that's number 10 in your career at Davidson. Congratulations. In double digits already, so congratulations, Coach. Coach Abel's comments are presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live, and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com, and that's Barings.com.